This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are unfortunately seeing a little bit of weakness in the overnight market. Corn down 4 or 4.5 cents across the curve. Beans down anywhere from 6.75 in the May contract down to 5.75 in the November beans. Wheat market's trading a little bit better, a little bit mixed, steady, a little bit lower, steady, a little bit higher. A lot of this market has to do with the weakness yesterday. It felt like a lot of the length, though there's not a lot of it, there's some of that length that came out of the market in anticipation of tomorrow's big reports. I mean, in general, I think the market's bracing for what they fear could be at least a negative reaction to the report, just whatever the numbers come out at.
And Jim, I know that typically it does seem like the USDA Ag Outlook Forum does give us a pretty good, I think, ballpark of at least where those numbers are going to be. Is that kind of how it has played out in the past and kind of what you expect as far as what those numbers should look like tomorrow?
Actually, it's really kind of interesting. I mean, if you look at the outlook for them, they kind of give you a good guide. But, I mean, I can find years. If you look at, like, last year, you essentially had essentially the outlook forum came out, then the intentions report said more acres, and then it was when it was all said and done, Mark, then, you know, by the time we got to the final number, there was even more corn acres. The year before that, it was reverse. The outlook forum came out with corn acres, and each report followed out by the planting intention, followed out by the final change, we'd actually lost acres. So it gives us kind of a guideline, but by no stretch of the imagination is it a guarantee. The only thing I'd say is a little bit of a bias. You know, if the acres are dropped a little bit from the outlook forum to tomorrow, I would argue there's maybe a little bit of bias that the final number may be even a little bit less.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn down 4.25 at 4.28 1/4. May soybeans down 9 even at 11.90 even. May soybean meal down 40 cents at 3.39.40. May soybean oil down $1.02 at 47.40. On the Merc, April live cattle up 22 cents at 183.32. April feeder cattle down 27 cents at 245.17. April lean hogs up 47 cents at 86.05, April pork cutout unchanged at 93.95, and Class 3 milk down 5 cents at 15.80. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.